I wanted to say a little bit about the life studies this week. I really enjoyed Luke 17, message 38. That's where the Lord said, you ask when the kingdom of God comes. I tell you, the kingdom of God is among you.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the Lord himself, the presence of the Lord indicates his kingdom is there.
Amen.
His coming is the kingdom. And then later in that chapter, I had to read ahead into 39. It goes into all his different comings, and those are all just his kingdom. But then just to touch one little thing, because it touches the rapture, there's a analogy that's really sweet Brother Lee used. He said, when we are sufficiently filled with Christ, well, let me say it this way. We are all like balloons. That's and when we get filled with Christ, then we will ascend. So how do you get ready for his coming? You just get filled with Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
great. Amen. Amen. You know, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. You're the King.
Amen. Amen.
Very good.
Amen.
Very good.
Amen.
Amen.
So if we see it from the proper perspective, the world situation, on the one hand, it's terrible. But on the other hand, if we're proper, it's the Lord's mercy to us. Amen. Because the Lord is using the outward calamities as a warning that we would be those who would not be under the stupefying effect of man's living today.
Amen.
One of the points in the life study, he said there also on the appearing of the man Savior, says if we would participate in the overcomer's rapture to enjoy the Lord's parousia, his presence, his coming, and escape the great tribulation, we must overcome the stupefying effect of man's living today.
Amen.
And this will kind of segue into our prophesying, because it uses that word filled. But I, like Brother Phil, was very much touched by that, that rapture subjectively is a matter of us being filled with Christ. The rapture in which we shall participate will be Christ himself. And when we have Christ in us in a sufficient degree, we shall be raptured. And we may compare ourselves to a balloon and the indwelling Christ to the air that fills the balloon. So if we're full of the earth, we will be kept on the earth. But if we're full of that, this heavenly pneumatic Christ, we will float above the earth in the way of being elevated by Christ. The more a balloon is filled with air, the more it will rise up. In a similar way, in order to be raptured, we need to be filled with Christ.
Wow.
Rapture, therefore, is a matter of being filled with Christ to the uttermost.
Amen.
That's been touching me, you know, because it's very easy, especially with these phones, where maybe somebody could help me. I try to wipe out all these notifications and stuff, the stuff I don't want. But, you know, it's like all this stuff pops up on my phone, and I'm even technically illiterate, but I don't know how to get rid of it. You know, so there's all these information things, news, but it's just blasting, bombarding you. And you know, and so then what happens is, it's just like, whoa, what's going on here? What's going on here? And before you know it, you're looking at three videos and this and that. And then I realize, you know, and then I'm fighting wars in the middle of the night, you know, with all this stuff, you know. So I realize I need to be filled with Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, we're a vessel, right? We're a container. Mm-hmm. And a container can only contain so much. So if you contain so much of this, you can't contain that much of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if I'm containing a whole lot of earth, I can't contain a lot of pneuma. You know what I mean? So sometimes the Lord reminds me, Tom, what are you filled with today? You know what I mean? And then Lord, I'm filled with stuff that's not good. You know what I mean? And anyway, so may the Lord remind us that we need to be heaven-filled for the elevation of Christ. Anyway, that should be the result of the weirdness in the world, is we'd say, Lord, I need more of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.